The Centers for Disease Control says obesity is a common, costly, and serious problem. One in three American adults is considered obese, and Texas has one of the country's highest obesity rates. So researchers in San Antonio are using volunteers to help build an obesity genome registry. They hope the data bank will someday provide clues on how to tailor weight loss strategies. Wendy Rigby from Texas Public Radio reports.
Stepping on the scale can be a frustrating routine for millions of people carrying around extra pounds. People like Judy Winkler of Hondo, Texas. At 5'2", she weighed 185 at her heaviest.
I never remember a time that I wasn't a little chubby girl. Always got picked last and everything because I couldn't run very fast.
Winkler is a volunteer in a new obesity research program called the TOPS Genome Registry. San Antonio's Texas Biomedical Research Institute is teaming up with the group TOPS, or Take Off Pounds Sensibly. The idea is to get family histories and DNA samples from thousands of people across North America. That data will live in San Antonio. Scientists will use the information to pinpoint genetic factors that weave into diet and exercise and impact obesity.
I think this will be an invaluable resource. This is the kind of effort that has potentially very long-term payoffs.
That's Dr. Tony Camuzzi. He works in genetics at Texas Biomed, and he says extra body fat produces a sort of chronic inflammatory condition that contributes to serious health problems, vascular disease, diabetes, liver problems. While similar genetic databanks give single-moment snapshots of a population, Texas Biomed plans to follow these volunteers for years and years.
And what this potentially allows us the opportunity to do is to follow individuals across the life course.
Elizabeth Brandt is filling out the questionnaire online. She never struggled with weight before she started having children. And while her parents were thin, all of her siblings are overweight.
I thought it would be good research to look at people both who had this in their history and those who hadn't and see if there was any kind of a comparison.
Brandt opens a kit with a vial and spits into it. Her saliva will provide the crucial DNA sample. A robot in the genetics lab processes the samples collected since the program started 2 months ago. Texas Biomed has 10,000 DNA kits to start with, but they hope to convince hundreds of thousands of people to agree to help. Texas Biomed genetics chair Dr. Michael Olivier says there won't be any one gene to pinpoint, but eventually, he believes physicians will be able to tailor their weight loss advice to patients based on that person's individual history and genetics.
Bringing in this additional genetic information and studying this aspect will help physicians to use that information more effectively to advise patients in the future.
So there's never going to be the magic pill?
No, I do not believe so. I'm sorry for bursting that bubble. But I think what there will be is genetic information that can help choose what may work better for you.
Anyone can volunteer for the study by filling out a questionnaire online and agreeing to a DNA sample. The participants may not know any more about their genetic makeup, but they'll know they are contributing to research that could help future generations win the Battle of the Bulge. For Here and Now, I'm Wendy Rigby in San Antonio.